Okay, everyone, welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast. We are back for 2026, and we are looking forward to another amazing year in the world of digital assets and online incomes. To kick us off this year, we're asking the ultimate rebellious question. What actually happens if everyone just stops paying taxes? Like a mass refusal. Do we finally break the machine?
Yes, it's great to be back, John. It's a seductive idea, right? We imagine the government running out of cash and suddenly behaving itself. But if you actually run the economic simulation, it's a trap. A massive one.
A trap? How? If they don't have money, they can't function.
That's the old world thinking. In a fiat system, the government doesn't need your tax revenue to spend money today. If the tax flow stops, do you think they'd pack up and go home? No, of course not. That system ended earlier this century. Now they print or they borrow.
Okay, so they turn on the money printer.
Exactly. And that triggers a domino effect that hits you, not them. First, if they borrow more to cover the gap, bond yields spike. When bond yields rise, mortgage rates rise, and so on.
So step one, my protest makes my house more expensive.
Right. But here's the second punch. If people keep that tax money and spend it, you have more cash chasing the same amount of goods. That is textbook price inflation.
So now my groceries are more expensive and my mortgage is up.
Precisely. The government just prints the difference. The household gets hit twice. Higher prices and higher debt costs. The pain transfers directly to the citizen.
Ouch. Depressing. But what if the system actually breaks? What if the banks stop functioning because of the chaos?
That's the be careful what you wish for moment. Historically, when the financial system snaps, losses are socialized. They don't let the banks fail. They bail them out using the public balance sheet, which means more printing and more inflation. We call this death by a thousand cuts. Most in society don't realize the problem until it's much too late.
So heads they win, tails they win.
Basically. But recent evidence shows it may get worse. This financial chaos is exactly what justifies the next phase of control some say are now upon us. When there's civil unrest or economic collapse or persistent fear of World War III, the government has the perfect excuse for emergency measures.
Surveillance.
Total surveillance. Some argue we're shifting from a financial industrial complex to a technical industrial complex. Think central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, social credit scores, and automated compliance. If you try to break the system from the inside, they just use the chaos to build a digital cage around you.
So protesting and non-compliance is a trap. Tax strikes are a trap. Making yourself a conspicuous target is a trap. Is there actually a way out, or is this just a doom scroll episode?
There is a way out, and this is where we identify the real battle. It's not protest versus government or left versus right. It's decentralized technology versus centralized technology.
I see. So enter Bitcoin.
Exactly. This is why Bitcoin is so much more than just number go up or even money itself.
Break that down. How does Bitcoin help solve the yellow vest and tax strike trap?
Well, look at the dynamic we just described. In the fiat system, your resistance is futile because they control the ledger at both ends. They can print over your protest. They can freeze your bank account if you dissent.
Right.
Bitcoin creates a parallel system that is resistant to capture. It's the only asset that is truly decentralized and cannot be any other way.
They can't print more of it. No matter how much debt they have, there will always be 21 million actual Bitcoin. You are immune to their debasement.
They can't freeze the network. It's open and permissionless.
So instead of trying to starve the beast by withholding taxes, which just makes the beast eat you via inflation, you just leave the beast's cage.
Yes, you opt out. Systems operated by bosses, banks, and governments will always become more centralized and permissioned, not more decentralized and open.
Bitcoin is the vote for decentralized and open.
It's the only vote that counts. If you hold your wealth in fiat, you are funding the surveillance state through inflation. If you hold it in self-custody Bitcoin, you are removing your energy from their system entirely. You don't have to strike or wear a yellow vest. You just have to move your value to a place they can't touch.
That's a powerful distinction. A tax strike is an act of war within their system.
Bitcoin is simply building a new system that makes theirs obsolete over time and you more wealthy, in purchasing power terms, in real time.
Bang on. The real revolution isn't refusing to pay, it's refusing to play.
Wow. Thanks, Sarah. As always, mind blown. We live in fascinating times for sure. Well, we are off to the races with a bang in 2026, folks. Remember, realization, education, and application are as important as ever. Right now, the bosses, banks, and governments are adopting Bitcoin as they know they can't stop it. Hence, be careful to accumulate your private stash in self-custody. All the steps required to do this calmly, safely, and diligently, as well as ways to create consistent income online, are in the DBM Wealth Builder series. See the show notes and see you next time.